The Keystone XL pipeline would carry tar sands crude oil from Canada to the Texas coast. The Obama administration has blocked the building of much of the pipeline, but a section from Cushing, Oklahoma, to Texas is being constructed with the help of the Michaels Corporation of Brownsville, Wisconsin. Last week, a group of climate activists took part in a series of national protests against Keystone and held an unannounced speak-out at the Michaels building. Protester Kevin Sumnick of Milwaukee says Michaels could soon be partly responsible for helping bring very dirty oil to the U.S. at a high price for any jobs being created.
There are no jobs on a dead planet, and we can't just create jobs at the expense of the greater good of people's health. Like, we need to do other things.
Sumnick says his group will try to keep the heat on the Michaels firm. Michaels declined comment, but had the pipeline operator, TransCanada, get back to us. TransCanada spokesman David Dotson says the pipeline segment Michaels is building now is for U.S. oil.
The reason this pipeline is being built is because it's so important to get that American domestic light sweet crude that's in Cushing to the Gulf Coast. Will it someday move the heavier crude? We hope so.
Dotson declines to comment about the tar sands oil extraction process in Canada that environmental groups have heavily criticized. Dotson says he sees no reason that the Michaels Corporation wouldn't be a candidate to build the rest of the Keystone XL if President Obama approves the project later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.